As we were putting together our 2020 budget, we wanted to keep these five priorities in mind. Before we get to that, I just wanted to...
Deborah is referring to the five goals of the City of Glenwood's strategic vision. The goals are, one, to provide efficient and responsive city government, two, preserve and improve infrastructure, three, protect and preserve quality of life, four, generate sustainable economic development, and five, ensure public safety. Glenwood's 2020 budget is about $90 million with a projected 2% increase in sales tax. It also includes funding for three new employees.
Public information officer to hopefully help better communicate with our residents. Asset management application specialist is to help us track all of our infrastructure and hopefully replace it more aggressively. And then a compost position at the landfill to improve our composting.
Along with the new position, the city will also be constructing another compost lagoon at the landfill. 15 to 20% of the 2020 budget is dedicated towards street improvements.
$1.2 million from the general fund, $4 million from the street tax fund, just under $500,000 from the capital projects fund, and somewhere in the neighborhood of $13.5 million on South Midland.
Another major infrastructure project for the city is the construction of a fourth electric substation, which Deborah says is important for redundancy. Matt Langhorst, Public Works Director for the City of Glenwood, also spoke about the project.
It is not a cheap proposition, but we do need it. We're finding that the draw for electric over in the Glenwood Meadows area is significant due to the charging stations, Lowe's, the new apartments, significantly higher than it was designed to be originally, but that's okay. We need the redundancy.
Matt also says that due to growth, the city would not be able to accommodate a power draw if one of the current substations had to get shut down for repairs or in the case of a fire or other emergency situation. Glenwood Springs City Manager Deborah Figueroa also spoke about a congestion reduction study in partnership with Roaring Fork Transportation Authority, which would analyze bringing BRT through Glenwood, parking, and improving the flow of intersections. Terry Parch, Glenwood's engineer, also spoke about another effort to decrease congestion, the construction of a new bridge on the south side of Glenwood.
It goes all the way from the 4 mile intersection, crosses under the airport, and connects directly into State Highway 82. It will hopefully relieve congestion in town and allow an easier access out for all of the residents in South Glenwood and up the 4 mile corridor. And also, in the event that we have a fire in the area, we'll evacuate those neighborhoods and those areas much more quickly.
Other priorities listed by the city manager include improvements to the community center and city hall buildings, fortification of information systems against ransomware attacks, construction taking place in Two Rivers Park, working towards affordable housing goals, grant-funded microloans for downtown that would benefit small businesses, and looking for a new location for the West Glenwood Fire Station. This is KDNK News. I'm Lucas Turner.